Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me, oh,
one more day,
one more step, yeah,
one more step.
Oh, my child,
I'm preparing you
for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please just trust my plan. I am the Lord, I see you, and yes, I understand. I am the Lord, and I change it not. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me, I got the whole world in my hands.
Good morning, praise the Lord this morning. We are excited yet again to come before a holy and righteous God. There is good news in the atmosphere this morning. God has allowed you to wake up this morning. He has allowed you not only to wake up, but to wake up in your right mind with the activities of your limbs. Some of you take that so for granted. You wake up acting like you're supposed to wake up, and you wake up with the attitude that you're worthy to wake up, and everything should be functioning with your body and your mind. But let me remind you that you are not worthy. You are a sinner saved by God's grace. You don't even have the privilege. You shouldn't have the privilege of even waking up this morning in your right mind. But because of the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, he has allowed you to wake up this morning. But he did not allow you that opportunity just for not a special reason. The reason why he allowed you to wake up this morning in your right mind with the activities of your limbs is because he's giving you another chance to praise and worship him, to thank him for that opportunity. I would not let this day go by me today without thanking Jesus for all of the things that he continues to do for us each and every day. We are truly not worthy. Oh, we are not worthy people. We are sinners. We sin each and every day. Some of you feel that you do little things and they're not that important and they're not sinning. But if you're doing anything contradictory to Jesus' word, you are sinning. Amen. You can sin in your heart and your thoughts. Some of your thoughts are not pure. You're not telling me that you're walking through all of the day, every day, and your thoughts are pure. Someone can say something that you don't like. And I promise you, your thoughts will become impure. Amen. So today, you want to let God know that you are thankful for him allowing you to wake up, that you are grateful that he let you wake up today to praise and worship him. Now, we're talking about your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. If you tuned in on Tuesday, you should have a good glimpse of what we're talking about. We're not talking about the love of man. We're not talking about the love of your spouse, your children, your friends, your associates. We're talking about the love of Jesus, the everlasting love. That's the only love that you will ever have in your lifetime. That's everlasting, and it has no conditions. He loves you just because he created you. He loves you just the way you are. And so right now, if you have your Bibles, let's read some scripture real quick this morning. You want to read the word of God to get you through this weekend and to get your mind focused. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. We're going to look at Psalms chapter 139. And let's read. Let's just talk. We're going to talk to Jesus like we know how much he loves us. And if you read Psalms 139, it will give you a clear picture of God and who he is. Because some of you can't be in love with someone you don't know. Amen. Some of you don't know Jesus. Hallelujah. But if you turn with me to the book of Psalms 139, I promise you, you're going to get to be able to see a little bit of who Jesus is and be able to understand that he is an all-knowing God and he's an all-powerful God and he is everywhere at the same time. That means he's an ever-present God. He knows everything, and he is the greatest gift that you could ever have if you would only allow yourself to get to know him. Amen. So in Psalms 139, it reads, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. He is truly the only one to know everything about you. See, people think they know you, but they don't really know you like Jesus, because Jesus knows everything about you. You know when I sit down or when I stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel. And when I rest at home, you know everything I do. Nothing is hidden from God. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I could never escape from your spirit. I could never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the forest ocean, even there your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me, and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and night are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watch me as I was being formed in the inner seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of salt or sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. How awesome is our God? How awesome is our God? If you read in Psalms 139, it tells you just how much Jesus loves you, how he knows everything about you, how he is always with you, how he'll never leave you. Wherever you go, he's there. It tells you that even if wherever you try to hide, you can hide from man. You can go to a secluded place. You can go to a secluded island where nobody knows you, but Jesus knows exactly where you are. He is always with you wherever you go. You can't do anything to stop him from knowing or seeing you. You can't think low in your mind and think that he can't even hear what you're thinking. That he knows. The good news is God is so awesome that he knows what you're thinking before you even think it. He knows what you're about to say before you open up your mouth. Everybody else is contemplating what's getting ready to come out of your mouth, but Jesus knows exactly what you're going to say before you say it. That's why some of you need to understand that you're walking around worried about stuff that you shouldn't be worried about, because Jesus already knows what's going to happen before it happens. He knows what the doctor's going to say before the doctor even calls you in. Isn't that good news to know that Jesus knows everything? So if you know the man, his name is Jesus, if you have a relationship with him and you know that he knows everything, why are you trying to figure out everything? Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're trying to figure out everything, and you have a God that knows everything. So that is reminding me today that before I worry about anything, before I stress out, before I jump to conclusions, I should go to the man that knows everything. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Go to the man that knows everything and ask him about what's going on. Ask him about the doctor's report, and ask him about what the manager is saying, and ask him about what your children are doing, and ask him about why your husband is acting the way he's acting. Ask him about what your wife is doing. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. That reminds me that somebody out here needs to be reminded today. Stop asking folks stuff and ask Jesus. You're asking the wrong people. You're asking the wrong people. You need to be talking to Jesus, the one who knows everything, the one who already knows the outcome of the situation. So that is reminding me that I shouldn't waste my time asking folks stuff, asking people stuff. I should go straight to the source. His name is Jesus. Jesus, what's really going on here? Why am I feeling this way? Why does this keep happening to me? Why do I keep ending up over here? God, I really don't want to go to the crack house. Why do I keep going? I really want to stop. Hallelujah. See, some of you don't even understand the things that are going around in your life. Bless the name of Jesus. Some of you have children. Oh, they listen to these songs. You don't know the meaning of the songs. Oh, if you don't know the meaning and you don't feel comfortable going to your child and asking them for clarification, you need to go to Jesus. That's why if you hear your child walking through the house and saying, "I'm in love with the cuckoo," you need to know what cuckoo is. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. See, cuckoo is not Coca-Cola. Cocoa is not hot chocolate. You need to know what the cocoa is. Yes, so when your child walks through the house and say, "I'm in love with the cocoa," you say, "Wait a minute, baby. We need to drop to our knees, because I don't want you in love with the cocoa. I want you in love with Jesus." Hallelujah. You better hear me, somebody. Everything they say, don't think they don't know what they're saying. They know what they're saying. are saying, but you want to get that spirit out of the house. You want to get that spirit out of their head. You want to get those words out of their tongue. Oh, my, because that's the enemy creeping in. Hear me, somebody. Yes. First, it will be just a song. I'm in love with the cook. Hallelujah. It sounds cute. Hallelujah. But the next step is the enemy introducing them to the cook. Hallelujah. You don't want that. You don't want them to be introduced to the cook. See, the cook takes over the mind. The cook destroys the body. Oh, my God. Bless the name of Jesus. And it's starts with the cocoa, and then it just moves on up into other things, this and that and this and that. Hallelujah. Understand what the enemy is trying to do. He thinks he's sly and slick, but we know who he is. His name is liar and deceiver, manipulator, backstabber, instigator. Oh, he has so many names. Hallelujah. Know who he is. So when you see him try to get into your child, when you see him trying to get into your family, you can let him know, I'm ready for you. Come on, let's fight. And I promise you, I'm going to win, because greater is he that is within me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Jesus' love is all you need. You've got to have the love of Jesus deep down in your heart to be able to function each and every day. All because if you don't love Jesus, if you don't know anything about Jesus' love, you're going to mess up. You're going to slip up. You're going to do some things that you shouldn't do. Oh, my God. Hear me today, that this is world that we're in today. There is so much evil all around. Just lurking everywhere in the atmosphere. Just evil. Folks will just be mean to you for no reason. You better not look at them too long. They might jump and do something. I mean, they're just so unhappy. The enemy is in such control of their life. They just want to hurt everybody at any time. So much unhappiness is roaming around. Oh, but let me tell you something. When you have the love of Jesus, when you're hooked up with Jesus, you're protected from that spirit. That means when they look at you, they won't see fear. Hallelujah. They will see, oh my God, they'll start staring at you. They don't understand why they keep looking, because they'll see something flowing, and they'll say, what is that? Something is falling off of her. I don't see what it is. I don't really understand it. Oh, but they'll see the blood of Jesus dripping down, letting them know, this one right here belongs to me. No weapon you try to throw at him or her will prosper in the name of Jesus. See, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, will protect you. I wouldn't walk around without the blood of Jesus. I wouldn't walk around uncovered by Jesus. You got to have a relationship with Jesus just to be able to walk out of your house.
God.
You need the blood of Jesus just to be able to stay in your house. Somebody better hear me today. You've got to have Jesus, baby, because the enemy is always present. Oh, people are knocking on doors, ringing doorbells, and breaking in. Oh, they don't want to break in when you go. They want to break in when you're at home. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. So much is going on in the world today. You better be hooked up with Jesus. You better know him for yourself. Don't go by what mama said. Don't go by what grandma said. You better know for yourself. You better open up the word of God and read it for yourself. You better drop to your knees and say, Jesus, I love you. I need understanding. I need you to take control of my life. I need your protection, Jesus. I am acknowledging today that you are God. You are the creator of all things. Ooh, you are the beginning and the end. You are my protection and my covering. You are the one that keeps me sane. I acknowledge that it is you, Jesus. My money is not making me happy. My friends are not making me happy. Oh, I am still miserable. But Jesus, I've been told that when I hook up with you, I will
be happy. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. No more sorrow for me. When I hook up with you, Jesus, oh, every day will be a good day because I'll be reminded every day that you are with me, that you never forsake me, that you never leave me, that you never walk out on me, that you never lie on me, that you never mistreat me, that you never take advantage of me, that you never use me, that you never walk over me. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. Jesus, I want somebody like that. I've had all the other ones. I want somebody like that, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. There's nothing wrong with telling Jesus you need him, because you do. You better know that you need him. You better understand deep down in your spirit that you cannot exist without Jesus. I am excited to know that I know that I know that I know. Yes, I cannot breathe. I cannot live. I cannot move. I cannot think. I cannot love. I cannot function without Jesus. I've got to have Jesus. That's my habit. I am hooked on Jesus. Oh, my God, I've got to have me a feel of Jesus every second of my life. I don't want to move without Jesus. If I can't feel his presence, I will just stand still until I feel the presence of the Lord all over me. I don't want to take a step without Jesus because I know the enemy is always ready. Oh, my God, he has them on assignment just for me. I will not walk around unprotected. Protect yourself, people. You want to be protected? You don't need a gun. Hallelujah. These gun laws have got y'all messed up. You can have plenty of guns and still let the enemy take you out. Don't think that's your protection. That's, oh, my God, somebody better hear me. We're so worried about firearms. We're so worried about being able to pack and take. Let me tell you something, baby. I know a whole bunch of people who are dead today that was packing. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. That's not going to protect you if the enemy truly want to take you out. Matter of fact, if it's your time to go, if Jesus said it's time, baby, you can have an whole army. If it's his time, you are out. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But I wouldn't waste my money on things that I know can't protect me. Oh, my protection is free. My protection is free. I don't need a license for it. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm thankful that I understand that my protection is free. The love of Jesus is free. All I've got to do is call upon the name of Jesus when the enemy tries to rear his ugly head. Oh, my God. Some of you need to understand. Pull out your gun. Put your guns down and pick up Jesus. Hallelujah. I promise you, Jesus is more effective than any firearm you'll ever purchase. Hallelujah. I say Jesus, just his name is more effective than anything that you're ever going to experience in life. Try saying it sometime. Hallelujah. When things get rough, when the burdens get tough and heavy, start saying his name. Just say his name and watch the atmosphere change. Baby, the atmosphere don't say the same when you say the name of Jesus. I promise you. Hallelujah. You can look your enemy in the eye. I dare you start talking about Jesus. Oh, their disposition is going to change. Hallelujah. Even if they don't believe in him, they know who he is, baby. And they're not going to act the same when you start calling on the name of Jesus. I have tested it for myself. I can tell you that prescription works, baby. I have talked to my enemies. I knew they were unbelievers, and I started letting them know who Jesus was to me and how much I love him and how much I know that he's always with me. Hallelujah. They started to frown up. They do, my God, but didn't nothing ugly come out of their mouth, because it's something about Jesus. Jesus can silence your enemy. Oh, my God, they will be speechless. They won't even be able to open up their mouth and say anything ugly to you. They'll try. Some of them will even try. Oh, but I know God. God specializes in sealing mouths. He can seal them shut, baby. They won't even be able to open them. They'll keep trying to say something ugly, and they won't be able to come out. And then sometimes, hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus, God will allow them to say something ugly. Oh, my God, because he has you on assignment to correct that spirit that just opened up their mouth and spoke. See, you have the power to silence spirits that are adversaries of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, those who talk against him. Hallelujah. I say those who talk against him, God has given you the power to shut their mouth. Oh, if you open up your mouth, Jesus will speak for you. Hallelujah. You don't have to be a Bible scholar. You just have to have a relationship with Jesus. Open up your mouth and ask the Holy Spirit of the Lord to speak for you. And I promise you, it will speak for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in love with Jesus. I know his love is all I need. I don't need anything else. And I'm excited today for each and every one of you who understand and know that Jesus is all that you need. Stop worrying about things. Some of you are stressing out. So I can see it in the atmosphere right now with my spiritual eye. Some of you are losing weight because you're worried about stuff. You're just so stressed out all the time. I wouldn't let the enemy take me out. Do you know stress will kill you? Stress will kill you. Stress will take you out of this world. And the enemy has designed it just for you. He knows that's what you do. You just stress out all the time. Let me tell you something. God is not pleased when you stress out. My God, our God is not pleased when you stress out, because when you do that, you're telling our God that he can't handle your problem. Hallelujah. Oh, baby, let me tell you, every problem you have, he can handle it. Ain't nothing too big for Jesus. It might be too big for you, but it's just right for Jesus. I have learned, and I'm not perfect. I've been where you are. I used to be a stress magnet, stressed out all the time. Oh, but I asked God to take that from me. I'm not going to stress out all the time. I might ask questions, but baby, when I go to sleep, I sleep. Oh, let me tell you something. Nothing's going to keep me up all night. I'm not going to walk the floors over anything. I'm going to give it to Jesus, and I'm going to sleep. I might have a discussion with you about it, but that's as really far as it's going to go. I'm not going to let it stress me out that I can't sleep. I'm not going to bite my fingernails off down to my finger, just worrying about stuff, when I have a God who can do anything, who can do all things. Why are you doing it? Why do you keep letting the enemy set you up? Your blood pressure's up because of worry and stress. Your cholesterol is up because of worry and stress. You're on dialysis right now because of worrying and stress. See, worrying and stress, it attacks you. It attacks your organs. You're wondering why you're having this problem? You're worried and stressing. Stress does a lot to your body. People take it for granted, but that's a serious thing. Baby, you are not well when you're stressing. Hallelujah. It makes you fly off the handle for no reason because you're worried and stressed. And then you get worried and stressed and you stop sleeping. Oh, when you're sleep deprived, you're a bad person when you don't have enough sleep. Your attitude's not right. You're snapping everybody all day. I know how I get when I don't get enough rest. I'm not myself. The least little thing, I might not answer you the same when I'm sleep deprived. That's why God has let us understand in his word that we need rest. We need rest. Oh, Jesus is, oh my God, what did Jesus do on the Sabbath day? He rest. He's letting us know that we need rest. We can't keep running and working and working and running and working and running and moving and not rest. Oh, that's an attack of the enemy. Some of them things he's doing to put on your schedule today, you better ask God about it. God might not have it on your list today. I've learned not to start my day without asking God to direct my life, to direct my day, to line up my day for me, because I know he already knows everything that I'm going to face today. So some of this stuff I have on my schedule, I'm not going to be able to get to anyway. Oh, because something else is going to be thrown at me. But I'm going to tell you something, baby. If you ask Jesus to direct and guide your day, to lay it out for you, he will do it. And you will have so much peace. I have learned. And try to be very organized, have everything together, and I plan out my day. And then Jesus will let me know, that's not the plans that I have for you today. Today you're going to cancel all day. I'm going to send you one call after another. You're going to have to pray for this and pray about that. You're going to have to cancel this person and that person. I had a lot of stuff that I needed to do that day. And then when I looked up, oh my God, it was time to pick my child up from school. See, Jesus can change your day. You can have stuff written down if you want to, but if you don't consult Jesus, he will flip your script, baby. He will change up your day. You got up, get ready. You have your coffee right now. You just got up, put your clothes on, and you think you're going to work today. My God. Oh, but you might not make it there, baby. Jesus might have another plan. He just might want you to stay home today because you might be receiving a call that you better receive at home than at work. Somebody better hear me today. You need to be hooking up with Jesus and asking him to direct your day so you know what you need to be doing today. You are running late this morning. You are running late for work. You're all upset. You can't find your shoe, and you can't find your keys, and oh, the phone keeps ringing. Oh, baby, let me tell you something. Stop it. Stop it. Ask God to direct your day. Jesus has you running late for a reason. He's trying to save your life, baby. Oh, that could be an accident. Oh, my God, somebody better hear me. That could be an accident on your route, and if you leave at your normal time, it could take you out. Jesus is stalling you for a reason. You gotta start praising him for the stall. Oh, you gotta say, thank you, Jesus. I'm running late, and I know why. You are preparing me for something that I am about to face, or you are saving my life, and I just thank you right now, Jesus. Somebody in the house might say, why is she praising God for running late? Oh, my God, baby, sometimes late is a good thing. Hallelujah. I know many times in my life, late has been a good thing. I was upset about being late. I remember I had a speaking engagement that was far away, and I just couldn't seem to get out of the house. I didn't understand why, and then the enemy had spoke to me, and I said, I know this cannot be God. Oh, my God, because God wouldn't let me be late for a speaking engagement. Oh, my God, how the enemy can mess with our mind. Hallelujah. And then when I get up, on the tollway, it's just backed up. Five or six cars just smashed up. Oh, I started praising Jesus. I started saying, thank you, Jesus, for holding me up, for delaying me, Jesus. This could have been me. I could have been dead. Corners everywhere. Ambulance everywhere. Fire trucks everywhere. I just said, thank you, Jesus, for the delay. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. You don't hear me. And then when I got to the event, oh, my God, I said, Lord, I've never been late. I cannot be the speaker and be late. Oh, but I would I pull up in the parking lot. They were standing outside waiting on me. And they said, Dr. King, we want to apologize. We're going to be starting a little late. Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah. I said, Jesus is a good God. Ooh, he fixed everything. Hallelujah. I said, he fixed everything. He came out apologizing to me. I'm getting ready to apologize to them. And they're apologizing to me. They said, we're going to be a little late. Hallelujah. Jesus is all right. He's all you need. Jesus is in love with you. And I pray that you are in love with him. Oh, my God. You cannot not be in love with Jesus. Ooh, you cannot not be in love with Jesus. Because he's a good God. He will supply all your needs. He will always be with you. Oh, my God. He loves you so much. Oh, he loves everything about you. He loves you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Every inch of you, he loves. Every piece of fat, he loves. Every muscle, he loves. Oh, nobody loves you like Jesus. See, men are trying to change you. He's trying to change your appearance. Oh, some of you are trying to change your appearance right now. You say, if I just lost this, if I do that, Johnny will love me more. Susie will love me more. Baby, let me tell you something. First, you've got to love If you do this, I'll do that. Hallelujah. But you got to love yourself first. Hallelujah. Ooh, you got to understand. Baby, if you overweight, you've got to either decide if you want to stay that weight, if you want to lose some weight. But when you lose some weight, if you lose weight, lose it for you. Don't lose it for anybody else. Lose it for you. Say, baby, you look good right now, but I'm finna get you. Ooh, you're going to be fabulous unto me when I finish with you. You got to talk to yourself. Oh, and the world might think you're overweight, baby, but if you are happy with yourself the way you are, then you just talk to yourself. You say, girl, you sure look good. Ooh, you look good to me. I don't care about what everybody else say. You got to understand who you are. Hallelujah. I remember my mother would always say, you don't have to ask people how you look. You have two eyes. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. You can see for yourself. If you look good to yourself in that dress, you don't need to ask nobody else, do you look good? Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. You've got to have confidence in yourself. Stop trying to please men. Stop trying to please women. Oh, because they're always going to need something. I promise you, anybody out there can give me an amen on that. People always want something. They want you to change something. Just when you do this, they want something else. People never stop asking. That's the kind of world we live in. Gimme, 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 gimme. Everybody wants something from you. Oh, but Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus just wants you to love and worship and honor and adore him as he does you. And the difference is, Jesus is worthy of all of that. We're not even worthy of the love that Jesus has for us. We are not that good for Jesus to love us that much. Sometimes I just weep when I think about how much Jesus loves me. Yesterday when I celebrated the birthday of my daughter, oh my God, bless the name of Jesus, turning 15, I can just reminisce on a time when the enemy told me that day would never come. Oh, my God, and God has blessed her with us and us with her for 15 years. Oh, but there was a time when the enemy said, you'll never have a child. That'll never happen for you. Hallelujah. That's why you've got to have a relationship with Jesus, people. When the enemy start whispering that lie to you, you got to start reading God's word to him. Oh, and really the promises of God back to him so he can understand that you know who you are. You know who you belong to. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. We just praise your name. We love you. We honor you. And we adore you. We love you, Jesus. We are in love with you. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We are in love with you. We know that your love is all that we need. And we're thankful today, Jesus, for your love. Lord, we're thankful today for Sister Dolores' praise report. Oh, about her husband. Lord, when we think about how good you are to us. Oh, how marvelous you are to us. How awesome you are to us, Jesus. How you just bless us in the nick of time. Your timing is so awesome. There's nobody's timing like yours, Jesus. Oh, my God. You just continue to blow man's mind each and every day, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for a testimony, Jesus. I thank you for what you have done in that family, Lord God. I thank you for blessing her husband, Lord God. Lord God, I'm just excited today. Every time I hear about your blessings, Jesus, because it reminds us that you are still God. Oh, when men think they have control, hallelujah, you always have to put them back in their place to let them be reminded that I'm God. I am God all by myself. I can do anything I want to do, when I want to do it, and how I want to do it. I'm just that bad. I'm just that mighty. I'm just that awesome. I'm just that holy. I'm just that sovereign. I can do anything. I am God. I am. Oh, that's all you got to say to the enemy. My God is. And you everything to go after that, that's who he is. He is a job supplier. He is a miracle worker. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. Oh, my God. He's an intercessor. He's a warrior for me. Oh, my God. He is peace. Oh, God, do you know peace is in God? You wonder why you don't have have any peace, it's all wrapped up in Jesus. Jesus is perfect peace. If you just keep your mind on him, you will have perfect peace. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you just need to thank God for peace. And any of you out there, if you know what I'm talking about, if your peace is God to be disrupted many times, oh, you sometimes you just want to have a praise party just thanking God for peace, just thanking him for regulating your mind, because the enemy was speaking to you so loudly, you was about to be taken out just by his voice. And then you have to say, peace, be still. Oh, I just need peace, Jesus. I just need peace, Jesus. Speak to my heart, Lord God. I need to hear your voice right now. So much corruption going on around me. I just be still. I just need peace, Jesus. Sometimes you gotta say that, people. Somebody better hear me, because somebody needs peace right now. You don't know how to get it. I'm trying to help you out. Just say, peace, be still. I need peace right now. I need you to stop by my house. I need you to stop by my mind. My mind wrapped up in peace. Too much commotion going on. Too much is going on all around me. My family's just jacked up right now. I don't know what's going on, but I know I need peace. My mind is just too busy. Oh, my head is hurting me every day. I need peace. Peace, Jesus. Somebody better hear me. The enemy is robbing you of your peace. He's trying to drive you crazy. You better ask God for peace. You better ask him for peace, baby. Because if you don't let God intervene right now, the enemy is about to take you out. Holy Spirit, have your way. Somebody's hearing voices. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. Somebody's hearing voices. Oh, my God, ask for peace. Ask for peace. Hey, Jesus, I need peace. Speak to my heart, Lord God. I need to hear your voice. Oh, too much commotion in my ear. Hallelujah. That's why you need a relationship with Jesus, so you'll know his voice. Oh, my God. So when that other voice starts to speak, you can silence it with the Spirit of the Lord, with the power that Jesus has put inside of you. You can tell the enemy to shut up, and he will do it. Hallelujah. You are not allowed to speak to me. Hallelujah. You shut up and don't speak to me. You're not allowed. Somebody better tell him to shut up and stop speaking to your husband. Stop speaking to your wife. Stop speaking to your children. Stop trying to manipulate your family members. He's tearing up the family right now. All walking through your family, just tearing it up. You better tell him to stop it and shut up. He cannot speak any longer. You better pray over your family members and stop letting him tear up the family. Oh, he is the family destroyer. Don't be fooled. If he can't get you, he'll get to the weakest link, baby. The weakest link, the weakest link. Whoever the weakest link in your family, that's who he will attack. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. That's why you've got to pray over your family members. You've got to let the enemy know, I know who the weakest link is. You got to know the weakest link in your family. Oh, God, you better hear me, somebody. That way you can go to the weakest link and say, baby, I don't want you to be confused. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But the Spirit of the Lord has told me to come and pray over you right now, because something is about to jump off, and before it jump off, I'm going to jump on it. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus, because there's not going to be any mess up in this family. There's not going to be any mess up in this household. There's not going to be any mess with my children. So right now, I'm going to go to the Father on your behalf, so when he get ready to jump off, it's going to jump out. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. You got to have that boldness in you when it comes to your family and your children. You got to let the enemy know that he can't come in and tear it up. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, my God. Some of you got to understand what it says when you got married. What God has joined together in the Word of God, let no man take asunder. Oh, that means anybody that try to come up in there, oh, my God, with the wrong spirit, you've got to attack it. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you today. We praise you, we honor you, and we adore you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. We're about to get knocked off the air, but so before I get knocked off, God bless you. And